Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 70 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
It certainly just slammed our big ticket item. Our board was our number one.
A missing toddler in Magoffin County has been found.
Recycling in Kentucky is being affected by China tariffs.
A regional recovery center for drug addiction could soon be coming to the Commonwealth.
Amazon is opening up an air cargo facility in northern Kentucky.
Montgomery County school officials are planning to expand into a new building.
In sports, Round County Baseball plays their final regular season game tonight.
But Luke has the stock report.
And weather tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 54 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A missing toddler has been found in Magoffin County. 22-month-old Kenneth Howard has been missing since Sunday, and authorities tell WYMT he was found just before 2 p.m. in the area of a strip mine in Floyd County, which is on the border of Magoffin County. The Kentucky State Police led the investigation regarding the toddler who was last seen near his Magoffin County home. Trooper William Petrie tells EKB-TV people have searched since shortly after 8:30 Sunday evening.
The search has never really stopped. The mass search they had yesterday, resources were depleted. People had to get some rest. They'd been out probably 24 hours. They did cover about the whole area that the kid could be in that length of time before they started the search. So at this point, they're looking at other avenues of things that may have happened.
A helicopter took Howard to a pediatric trauma center. Authorities say he's being treated for dehydration. According to Magoffin County Rescue, a search team with an expert tracker heard the boy cry while searching and were able to track him to the bottom of a 50-foot incline. Crews had to use a basket and a rope to get the child.
The director of the Moorhead Community Recycling Center is commenting on a trend within the industry. The city of Lexington announced Tuesday it would stop recycling paper products effective immediately. MCRC manager Colin Alexander says he's seen the reason why firsthand. He says a majority of recyclables are shipped overseas to China, which has implemented many restrictions on what items they accept in response to American trade tariffs. He says there's also a much higher standard for the items they are accepting as well.
What China is letting into their country is the primo stock. You know, they don't want the trash because they feel they're disrespected by the tariffs. And so they said, we're going to quit taking your trash. Within the industry, it's called the Green New Fence.
Alexander says the restrictions aren't just with paper either. He says around the 2016 election, the MCRC received around $150 per ton for cardboard. Now they receive just $30.
Maysville Community and Technical College will hold a pro-signing day event on the Rowan campus this Friday. Recent graduates will be on-site with their new employers to sign their employment contracts and highlight how their hard work is paid off with a job offer in a high-wage, high-demand field. Brady Schultz is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at MCTC. He says the students have achieved exactly what they set out to do.
They've come to us, you know, seeking a specific career path and degree, and luckily they have found gainful employment in a high-wage, high-demand field. Specifically, with this event on Friday, we're talking about folks in advanced manufacturing.
The signing event will take place Friday morning at 10 a.m. at the MCTC campus in Rowan County, that's located at the MMRC Regional Business Park.
Kentucky's roads and bridges are in dire need of repair, but some lawmakers are focused on airports. Congressman Thomas Massey, a Republican from Boone County, has proposed raising the passenger facility charge, a $4.50 per flight fee used to fund airport projects. But Pete Sepp on the National Taxpayers Union says passenger facility charge revenue has climbed each year since 2000, except for 2 years during the Great Recession. He says more than 20% of the cost of an airline ticket now goes toward excise taxes, 9/11 fees, and other charges.
We feel that infrastructure policy ought to be user-paid, user-financed, but there also has to be accountability in the way that various taxes, charges, and fees are levied.
Kentucky's highways, sewers, water treatment facilities, and other infrastructure are aging faster than investment in repairs, according to the latest report by the American Society of Civil Engineers. The organization has given the state a grade of C-.
A new attraction at Jenny Wiley State Park in Prestonsburg is getting the community excited about bees. The park recently reached out to Jason Conley, also known as the Bee Man, to help them with something they hope will be unique and informative. Conley tells WYMT he transported a recently captured hive of bees to the park's maintenance area, where they will now live, create, and thrive as a learning experience for the community.
This is all I do is bees. Three-quarters of your food that we consume each week, three-quarters of it, was pollinated by this little bee. If you see these swarms occur, and I mean, get a hold of your extension office. Let's do what we can to save these things.
The area will be open for school groups and other people who are interested in learning more about the bees.
Amazon executives broke ground at a huge development Tuesday in northern Kentucky. According to LEX18, Amazon's Prime Air cargo facility will be at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. The hub is scheduled to open in 2021. Amazon says the project will create 2,000 jobs in the region. The 3 million square foot hub will include space to house 100 planes and a 250,000 square foot loading dock.
Montgomery County Schools are planning to expand to a new building. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has the story.
The Montgomery County Board of Education has entered into an agreement with Montgomery Community Development Incorporated to purchase the Clay Community Center for $800,000. The agreement is pending approval by the Kentucky Department of Education. Montgomery County Superintendent Matt Thompson tells the Mount Sterling Advocate the board is excited to maintain the original vision of the Clay Center and to have all of Central Office under one roof. Morehead State University President Jay Morgan said the change does not impact the university's commitment to Mount Sterling. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
A University of Kentucky doctor has used his fine arts background to create an app that allows patients to see what is happening inside their bodies. According to WKYT, radiologist Michael Winkler has an undergraduate degree in sculpture, which he used to create the app Mixing Cup, to compress a large 3D image so it can be shared with patients to keep them aware of what is going on. In addition to the art degree, Dr. Winkler specializes in radiology at UK Healthcare's Gilhard and Vascular Institute. He says some people have a misconception that radiologists don't see patients.
Many of our procedures are complicated, and I need to know the patient's medical history or examine them so I know particularly how to image them.
Winkler also spends time at the UK School of Art and Visual Studies, which he says has given him the opportunity to convince some of the young student artists to think about medicine as well.
May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, and audiologists say now is the time to get screened. Recent studies show 700,000 people in Kentucky suffer from hearing loss. Individuals who smoke, work in loud environments, are diabetic, or over the age of 50 are all more at risk. Audiologist Liz Rogers tells WYMT most people with hearing loss might not notice it.
It can vary in range. It can start at what we would call maybe a minimal hearing loss, all the way to a more profound loss where patients would be considered deaf.
Ringing or buzzing in the ears can be indicative of hearing loss. Rogers urges individuals to not ignore the small signs and take preventative measures. Doctors say simple precautions like wearing ear protection during concerts or in loud environments can prevent hearing damage.
A group active in the fight against drug addiction in Kentucky's largest city is planning to open a regional recovery center in Appalachia. Jennifer Hancock, president and CEO of Volunteers of America Mid-States, says the group hopes to open a residential treatment program in Clay County this summer. Hancock says the program will house up to 20 women and their children. She says the goal is to expand services to include transitional housing and work reentry services. The group received a $150,000 contribution Tuesday from Aetna Better Health of Kentucky for its Manchester project. The group already provides addiction recovery services for pregnant women and mothers in Louisville.
An exciting milestone has been reached in the Commonwealth. LAX 18 reports 2 million Kentuckians have enrolled to be organ donors. The Kentucky Circuit Court Clerk's Trust for Life nonprofit made the announcement Monday. Organ donor Mike Lutz says it's an important decision to make.
Think it through. Tell your family that this is your desire, and you will help many, many people.
With the new license changes in effect, drivers won't be going into the clerk's office as often, but thanks to Senate Bill 77, there's a way to sign up to be a donor online in case you change your mind after receiving your new license or ID. Visit the Kentucky Online Gateway to make those changes or stop by your county clerk's office. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this. Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Moorhead and Rowan County. Residential pickup available every Sunday. Pre-sorting the recycled materials is not required. Accepting number one and two plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, metal, and grocery bags. Materials may be placed in any container, placed at curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
A grand jury will review the cases of two Wayne County daycare workers accused of child abuse. Police say they arrested and charged Diana Myers with first-degree criminal abuse after a video surfaced of Myers shaking a doll at a two-year-old girl. According to WKYT, Myers was apparently aware of this child's fear of dolls and small animals. Authorities also charged Tasha Cox with failing to report child abuse or neglect for posting a recording of the incident to Facebook. Wayne County Deputy Jerry Kaufman testified in Monday's preliminary hearing.
I mean, the child was, to me, appears to be trapped in that corner, underneath that desk.
Okay. Was there any way for the child to get that out or away?
Does not appear to me that they are.
The judge in the case said there is probable cause of second-degree criminal abuse. A grand jury will now review the evidence.
Police in Martin County have arrested a man after a motorcycle chase. A red Honda 650 motorcycle with no license plate was spotted by an officer in the Pageant Hills apartment complex. When the officer attempted to pull over the bike, it led to a high-speed chase which ended on Muddy Branch Road. WYMT reports 18-year-old Joshua Carver was arrested and charged with speeding, fleeing or evading police, resisting arrest, possession of a controlled substance, among other charges. Carver is being held at the Floyd County Detention Center.
Three men in Lexington held for suspicion of a murder-for-hire scheme faced a judge in court yesterday evening. LEX 18 reports 70-year-old Mahmoud Shalash and two other men were involved in the alleged plot. Authorities say the men were looking to pay someone $10,000 to kill another man over a business dispute. The men were in court for a detention hearing, but the judge did not make a decision, saying he will consider everything and make a decision by the end of the week.
Six Louisville police officers were indicted Monday in connection with a scheme in which they were allegedly being paid for private security jobs during their regular patrol shifts. LEX 18 reports officers Michael Abernathy Jr., Dante Booker, Cortez Ernest, Jackie Miller, Ashley Spratt, and Roniqua Yoakum were charged with theft by deception over $500, but less than $10,000. The officers were also charged with criminal syndication, and Abernathy was charged with criminal felicitation to criminal syndication. Miller was also charged with tampering with physical evidence. Deputy Police Chief Michael Sullivan says the six officers are on administrative reassignment. They are all due back in court next week.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight partly cloudy skies with a low around 54. Tomorrow mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. Tomorrow night a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 62. On Friday a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m. mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Friday night mostly clear with a low around 65. And on Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 85 degrees. Taking a look at our local temperatures, Flemingsburg 67, Maysville 69, Ashland 70, Inez 69, Lexington 70, Grayson 69, and right here in Moorhead, 70 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the controversial Rockwool Heavy Industry Project could get a big federal tax break designed for poor areas, despite being in one of West Virginia's richest counties. West Virginia News Service's Dan Hyman reports.
The controversial Rockwell Heavy Industry project could get a big federal tax break designed for poor areas, despite being in one of West Virginia's richest counties. The Rockwell proposal for an insulation manufacturing plant has drawn intense opposition from critics who say it would bring industrial pollution to Jefferson County, an already fast-growing bedroom community of Washington, D.C. But Rockwell's census tract was named as a federal opportunity zone, meaning the company could defer or maybe never pay capital gains taxes. Seth DiStefano with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy questions why, when the program is meant for distressed areas.
I'm not saying that people aren't struggling in Jefferson County, but Jefferson County, West Virginia, is one of the most prosperous counties, if not the most prosperous county in the entire state. Why do they have so many opportunity zones in Jefferson County?
A news release from the governor's office stresses that the tax break would help revitalize parts of the state. In the same release, Senator Shelley Moore Capito said she was proud to co-sponsor what she refers to as tax reform to attract investment in areas that need it most. Of the six census tracts designated as opportunity zones in Jefferson County, only two have household incomes below the state median, and the Rockwell plant would be in neither. The other designated tracts have incomes well above the median for the state and the U.S. One is just under $90,000 a year. DiStefano says that undermines confidence in the entire program.
It makes you ask some very serious questions. There is a desperate need for transparency here as to why the 55 places in West Virginia were designated as opportunity zones. And that is a question the legislature should demand accountability on.
One Rockwell critic charges that the process has been manipulated and that opportunity zones are unnecessary in a county which already has the state's lowest job rate and a fast-growing population and economy. For the West Virginia News Service, I'm Dan Hyman.
It's 4:47 and 70 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University. We are broadcasting live from the Larry Netherton Studios inside Breckenridge Hall. I'm Cody Robinson, joined by Kimsey Thompson, and we're so glad you're tuning in on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Leanne has your check of sports right after this. Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Rowan County heads to Grayson tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. The Rowan County baseball team hits the road tonight for their final game of the regular season. The 32-3 Vikings face off with the 10-14 Raiders of East Carter in Grayson tonight. Rowan County assistant coach Rob Ward says the Vikings are hoping to get their 25th win in a row to close out the season.
They're a good team. We played them as a scrimmage game early in the year. They've got some great talent. They've got a couple older guys that are pretty good, and they'll challenge us.
Game time tonight in Grayson is set for 5:30 p.m. Taking a look at other 16th regional baseball games scheduled for tonight, Boyd County hosts Lewis County and Russell travels to Lawrence County. Both those matchups are slated to begin at 6 p.m. Looking at regional softball action scheduled for tonight, Elliott County hosts Fleming County, East Carter travels to Lawrence County, and Raceland travels to Paintsville. All three of those games should also start at 6 p.m. We'll have scores from all of tonight's 16th regional matchups tomorrow on Morning Edition. The Rowan County softball team is taking a couple of days off after a big win in Lewis County last night. The Vikings beat the Lions 6-2 to move to 23-10 on the season. Head coach Larry Sloan says the Lions gave his team a run for their money.
I think we got four in the seventh. We went ahead and we were tied 2-2, and we got four runs in the seventh and took care of it. But it was a very good game. They're a good team.
Five of the Vikings' core players will graduate from Rowan County Senior High School tomorrow night in Moorhead. The team will play their final regular season game on Friday at West Carter. The Moorhead State University baseball team is preparing to wrap up regular season play this week. Coming off an 8-5 victory over Dayton on Tuesday, the Eagles are now getting to begin a three-game series against Southeast Missouri on Thursday. Head coach Mike McGuire says he's expecting some major competition from the Redhawks.
You know, SEMO's a club that's had a lot of injuries, and that's probably a big reason why they're down near the bottom of the standings. Now, they do currently hold the eighth spot for the conference tournament. SEMO and three other teams all fighting for that last spot. So SEMO's playing for their tournament lives. So, I mean, we're going to get their best effort.
First pitch tomorrow is set for 5 p.m. The Cincinnati Reds are preparing for Game 2 in their series with the Cubs. The Reds dropped Game 1 yesterday 3-1 with multiple runners left on base during the game. Manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio his guys had trouble getting anything started, largely due to the performance of Chicago's Kyle Hendricks.
What a great night he had, you know, on the mound, at the plate. Just had a good rhythm, you know, and you know, on the mound and at the plate. Just a big night. He's a good pitcher. Made pitches all night. We made good contact at times, but overall he pitched a great game.
Game 2 is set for this evening at 6:40 p.m. at Great American Ballpark. The fight over the finish of Kentucky Derby 145 has moved to federal court. KNN's Will Clark has the story.
Gary and Mary West are the co-owners of disqualified Kentucky Derby runner Maximum Security, and they've filed suit against the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission and the three steward panel that oversaw the race. In the suit filed in federal court in Frankfurt, they allege the Racing Commission denied their 14th Amendment right to due process by not allowing an appeal of the disqualification and abused their discretion by disqualifying the horse, calling the process bizarre and unconstitutional. They're asking for the disqualification to be reversed and Maximum Security to be named the winner of the Kentucky Derby, along with the redistribution of the prize money accordingly. I'm Will Clark.
And finally, in sports this afternoon, post positions will be drawn today for the Preakness Stakes, the second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown. The 12-horse field is the largest in 8 years. Kentucky Derby winner Country House will not be in Saturday's race. Neither will disqualified Derby winner Maximum Security. Jockey Brian Hernandez will ride Singleman.
He's always been a big, good-looking horse, and he just seems like he's getting bigger and stronger. And I mean, everything we've asked him to do so far, he's done, between only having the two preps between the Fountain of Youth and then coming back in the Bluegrass. He was third that day.
Improbable is the likely Preakness favorite. The Bob Baffert-trained colt finished fourth in the Derby. Also in the running is Signalman, who is trained by Kenny McPeak. He finished third in the Bluegrass Stakes and didn't have enough points to make it into the Derby. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host the Eagle Day Camp June 10th through the 13th from 9 a.m. to noon in MSU's Johnson Arena, open to boys and girls in kindergarten through 8th grade. More information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hayward Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose on news that President Trump plans to delay the implementation of auto tariffs, and the Dow Industrials, after opening up in negative territory, finished with a gain of 115.97 at 25,648.02. The S&P 500 was up 16.55 at 2850.96, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 87.65 at 7822.15. As mentioned, equities initially fell this morning after the release of weaker-than-expected economic data, which stoked fears that the U.S.-China trade war is dragging down global economic growth. U.S. retail sales fell 0.2% in April. Economists polled going into the report expected an increase of 0.2%, And overnight data released in China showed industrial production rose by 5.4% in April on a year-over-year basis, which is the slowest pace of growth since May 2003. Progressive Corporation was up over 5% as the company reported a sharp increase in April premiums, and Agilent Technologies plunged 11% after an earnings miss for the first quarter. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.75% at $62.23 a barrel. Gold was up 70 cents at $1,297 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, the stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.5%. Asian markets were strong with the Nikkei up 0.6% and the Shanghai Composite up almost 2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Visa and Microsoft. The worst performers were 3M and Walmart. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Coty and Progressive, while the worst performers were Agilent Technologies and Charles Schwab. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank down 21 cents at 41.27, Marathon Petroleum up 43 cents at 51.21, Dollar General up 81 cents at 118.09, UPS up $1.86 at 101.62, and Yum Brands was up 7 cents to finish at 133. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457. Taking a look at some community events in your region, the MSU Summer Arts Academy takes place June 9th through the 15th at Morehead State University. Offered to area high school students with an interest in music, theater, art and design, ceramics, and photography. Fees include housing, meals, activities, and instruction. Merit scholarships are available. More information by calling 606-783-2401.
The Round County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, June 3rd at the Round County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or a related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents the Women's Choir Concert at 7 p.m. on Saturday, May 18th. Tickets are priced at $10 for adults and $5 for students.
The Carter County Shrine Club is sponsoring the first annual Swap and Sell Market May 30th through June 1st at the Carter County Shrine Club Show Grounds in Olive Hill, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Vendors and campers are welcome. Admission is $1 per person, and kids under 12 admitted free. Proceeds benefit the Carter County Shrine Club.
The 4th Annual Jingle Bell 5K will be held on Saturday, June 22nd at the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport, sponsored by Round County Christmas. The event begins at 8 a.m. and entry fee is $25.
Taking one more look at the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 54 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. Tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 62. On Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Looking at our local temperatures one more time, in Flemingsburg, it's 67 degrees. Maysville, 69. In Ashland, 70 degrees. Inez is 69 degrees. In Lexington is 70 degrees. Grayson, 69 degrees. And right here in Morehead, 70 degrees.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Chaz Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Nacogdoches Miller, Leanne Akers, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from West Virginia News Service's Dan Hyman. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Cody Robinson. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.